Welcome to another informative interview and discussion feature with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. Today's guest is Mrs. Paulette Kalbusch, Acting Director, Legal Standards and Enforcement Division at NEPA. Good day, Paulette Kalbusch, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Today we're talking about the LBS protocol. Perhaps you can tell us what exactly is that?
The LBS protocol is a regional agreement adopted in 1999 to reduce pollution from land-based activities into the coastal and marine areas of the wider Caribbean region. The acronym LBS really means land-based source or sources of pollution. And the wider Caribbean region includes not only the Caribbean islands, but those other countries of Central America whose shores are in contact with the Caribbean Sea. So we're thinking of countries like Colombia, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico, and those states of the United States of America that are on the border of the Gulf of Mexico.
Then what are the specific benefits that are to be had in terms of Jamaica's participation in the LBS protocol?
Well, this protocol focuses on one specific area of the legally binding regional agreement for the protection and development of the marine environment of the wider Caribbean region. And all the aims are achieved through policies, regulations, management plans, and programs of action.
Right.
And Jamaica will benefit in two main areas, reduction of pollution through the establishment of effluent and emission limits or limitations, and or best management practices. And this will be manifested where you have discharges into the air, water, and soil. These will be regulated. Treatment facilities would be established and are being established. Control of the levels of chlorine, nitrogen, and phosphorus in effluent discharges. And, of course, the development of minimum environmental standards for effluent discharges so that the quality of those discharges would be compatible with the water classification level as agreed.
Areas that are almost always discussed when we talk about the LBS protocol are point and non-point sources of pollution. What are these?
Okay, point sources of pollution. These refer to discrete or fixed points from which you'll have the pollutant flowing or being emitted. So something like a pipe or a chimney would be a discrete point of discharge. So that would be a point source. When we think of a non-point source, this covers a different type, an area source or an open source. And these are not fixed. These are difficult to identify. And so in this category, you would have agricultural sources. So we think of our farms or hills or roadways, dump sites.
So what are some of the effects of point and non-point sources of pollution?
Okay, let's look at agricultural sources first. When we clear land by burning, we release toxic or poisonous substances into the air. Some of these are known as carcinogens or cancer-causing agents, namely dioxins and furans, a group of chemicals. They affect the health of the population. The soil can be also affected. And when you burn the land, when you clear land by burning, you would lead to sedimentation because with erosion of the soil, then it is easy when you have heavy rainfall events or even some minor rainfall events, you'll have sediments from the area being washed into our coastal and marine waters.
Paulette, how is like NEPA helping to ensure that, you know, activities like these are limited, you know, point and non-point sources of pollution under the LBS protocol?
Okay. What NEPA has been doing, NEPA has made technical interventions. NEPA has developed a national program of action for the protection of the coastal and marine environment from these sources of pollution. This was done in 2004. Three priority areas were identified in this integrated management framework, namely sewage treatment and disposal, agricultural practices such as soil conservation, pesticide and fertilizer management, and the collection and disposal of solid waste. In addition, the revision of the soaps and detergent standards, mm-hmm. because we are focusing on the presence or the level of phosphates in that particular commodity.
These are only some of the benefits which are to be had from Jamaica's participation in the LBS protocol. Paulette Culbush, thank you so much for talking with me this week. Join us next week for another informative edition of this program, same time, same place. 5 Minutes with NEPA is a production of the National Environment and Planning Agency, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood and water. I'm Agustina Pinot.